The theory of the revolutionary system is one of the most important elements of the second phase of the revolution statement and a valuable experience from the first phase of the Islamic revolution. It is in the statements of the leader of the revolution that, whenever the system's officials have paid attention to this concept, their actions have been successful, and whenever attention has been lacking, it has resulted in nothing but disappointment, stagnation, and regression. This research examines the dimensions, features, and characteristics of the revolutionary system from the perspective of Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution. The research question is, what characteristics and features does the revolutionary system have in his words and thoughts, which are effective for the continuity and longevity of the revolution? In this study, we have used a descriptive and analytical method, relying on the statements of Ayatollah Khamenei, to explain the features and components of the revolutionary system. Our hypothesis is that Ayatollah Khamenei considers the revolutionary system to have dimensions that define it, namely 1. Revolutionary outlook or thought. 2. Revolutionary spirit. 3. Jihadi action, practice, and management. The theory of the revolutionary system is a theory related to action, the agent, and the structure, and it is thus concerned with actions that aim at self-building, the agent, and societal construction, the structure. Self-building, which is the first pillar of the revolutionary theory, is a highly influential and effective factor in the continuity of the revolution and in resisting the enemies of the revolution. According to Ayatollah Khamenei, the main cause of failure and defeat is the lack of self-building and being tainted by desires. Self-building must take place in two aspects: intellectual belief and spiritual ethical. In the second pillar of the revolutionary system theory, i.e. societal construction, after individuals have built themselves in various aspects, they must strive to build and shape their society. By shaping and finding their identity, they should form an Islamic family with a clear identity and ultimately shape an Islamic society. Finally, they must reach the most important pillar of the revolutionary system, which is the ultimate goal, the formation of the new Islamic civilization.